Tonight, my guest is the spiritual warrior, Miss Tabitha Vincent. Tabitha?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you? How are
welcome.
You?
Welcome. Welcome to Conversation.
I am happy and elated to be here. Thank you for letting me, for letting me partake. I was jamming in for a minute. I said, okay, let me get my flags out because I'm a worship dancer and I'm going to whip out the flags in a minute.
Yeah, right. That's where I'm at. I'm claiming victory, baby.
Okay, and that's it. Decree a thing and so shall it be. Don't get hard now. That's it. Again, I got to say thank you for letting me, for the invitation. I greatly appreciate it, and I thank your listening audience for allowing me to come in where however they're listening to the platform. Just thank you. I greatly appreciate it, and don't take it lightly.
All right, girl. Well, we appreciate having you here. We always want to bring good, encouraging, wonderful things to the listeners. And your book, oh, my goodness. Let me just read one review, okay?
Okay.
Tabitha Vincent uses the skills of a highly qualified medical surgeon performing a major operation. Although she is a gifted spiritual-based surgeon and a woman of God, she also possesses a keen knowledge of house construction and the game of chess. In her debut novel, Check Your Keys, Part 1, Tabitha expertly guides the reader through a tour of her personal life, her household filled with images of materialism, as she skillfully relates each room to a part of the human anatomy. Her dissecting instruments are intermixed with a spiritual conversation with God. The book cover gives no hint of the message inside. Inside the book is an unusual combination of black and white photos juxtaposed against easy to read chapters. Well thought of spiritual lessons and life-saving directions for believers, non-believers, backsteppers, and people not necessarily rooted in Christianity. Check Your Keys is a unique compilation of self-help and spirituality. Unknowingly, Reverend Tabitha Vincent may have introduced a new writing style which combines writing and teaching. Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
And let me just say that I read the book and I have to agree that it is a teaching tool. As a matter of fact, I think I said that to you, is that it's a good study guide, but I think a better word would be reference guide, because this book you're going to go back to again and again.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so now, look, I just have to know, where did you get this writing style from?
You know what? Well, let me say, you're talking about writing style. It developed over the years. As with a lot of writers, I was always writing when I was, from the time I was a child, creating different stories because I was in my home world. I was, I'm such an introvert, and a lot of times it's like just being in my, with myself. But the writing style and the way this book developed, it just came as a matter of just time. It's just a matter of time. And when I sent the book out, to get feedback from those who are some of the toughest critics in Christendom, mainly pastors and ministers. I mean, they pull no teeth, no holds barred. And to hear, you read something like that and ask me about the writing style, I mean, just to share with your listeners, it's just something that just began to develop, began to flow. And I just go ahead and write. And I guess part of it, by me being a playwright, this is just something, a different form of writing, if you will, and it just materialized, believe it or not. I can't say I went to school for it because I didn't. It's just something, just the way, it came from God.
Yeah. That's it right there. And you being an open, willing vessel. Yes.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really open and willing. That did not come overnight, I promise you, because I played the role of Joanne for a minute, the female derivative of Jonah. No, so, but it was good. It was good. After finally deciding I'm just not going to win, I'm just not going to win this battle with God, I said, all right, Lord, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing that I like about it is because it's pretty much what I do is you shared some of you in the book, some of your own personal experience. And that's awesome because nobody can tell the story better than somebody who's telling it through what they've lived and what they've done. So,
yeah, kudos. You know what? I thank you for that because, you know, and it's interesting that you say that. I will say this. The development of the book, it was kind of hard because, as I stated, it's like I'm an introvert, believe it or not. Now, one-on-one, if somebody's coming to me, I don't, you know, because women primarily just have a tendency, women and men, as a matter of fact, but primarily women, you know, they just reach out to me and they say, well, I don't know why I'm sharing this with you. I said, okay, that's because I'm your assignment. You're my assignment. And God obviously wants me to say something to you and for me to go ahead. And that's just in one-on-one conversation. But what I share in the book, it was kind of hard. And when God wanted me to write it out, he says, you have your plays and things of that nature, but now I need you to write in a different format. I need you to write in book form. And I want you to share with my women, because the book is geared toward women, although I've had men to read it too. And I said, well, just give me your 2 cents. And they were like, wow. And they looking forward to even more. But it's like many women. I mean, Diana, you and I, both women, we could put on our Mac, our Smash Rock, or whatever other tape or makeup, walk around looking good and the whole nine. But it's like my platform is for the walking wounded woman. And I'm not trying to get choked up here. I'm being very sincere when I say this. It's like I want women free. And when I wrote the book and God said, I need you to begin to just share with my women and my daughters. You're not just his women. You're his daughters. You're not just his daughters. You are not a queen. You're not even his queen. You're not his diva. You are an elect lady, which is a massive difference between being a queen and being a diva. Sorry, y'all. But when you see it from the perspective of the Holy of Holies of Holies, you will see it from his perspective that you are an elect lady. And that's what he wants. He says, I want you to write the book, and I want you to share with them certain things, and I want you to break it down so that way I want them to know that I need them to be the construction agent, if you will, to rebuild. Let me help them rebuild and rewrite the negative aspects of history they have in their life. And it was, and I'll be honest with you, when I wrote it, it was hard, especially with certain questions when God asked me. And I was like, wow. I said, okay, Lord. He says, now put it out there. It was. It was really hard. And so a lot of aha moments was happening for me, even after I had gone through it, but to write it. And now, you know, be able to share with the different, with you know, with my reading audience. That was something that was very, very interesting.
When you say the book is for women, when I was reading it, I too got the impression it was written for women when I started reading it. But by the time I finished reading it, I saw the benefit to both men and women. Because sometimes it really helps a man to understand what a woman has gone through or may have gone through and to know how to approach her.
You know what, and that's so very true, because it's something that when you just said that, it's because I did, when I did send it out to various pastors, various pastors, men in leadership, and one was, when I sent it out, they did give me feedback like that, because they said, wow, they did indicate that it gave them a different perspective on how they see women. Not that they're bad guys, but it's like, you know what, it's a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for saying it, because it was like, okay, this is from a woman telling men, look, this is what happens with us.
Right.
Now,
right.
And a real man. I'm not talking about just because a man may have age, but he's still a boy, i.e. a dog. okay? But I'm talking about when a real man genuinely sees a woman, and he wants to be, he knows he can help her, minister to her in some way, shape, or form, and, you know, the book, I believe, would be of use, would give some additional insight, because we as women, we do need to be nurtured.
Yes, definitely. Yes, yes.
And a real man knows how to nurture a woman.
Uh-huh.
And ladies, just know this: Jesus is real, God is real, and that he, you know, with your desires to have that special someone, that special man in your life, and I'm talking about a man, a good godly man, born from his mama's womb, a man. Okay, because you know we got to go there. You know, uh-huh. He will be willing to nurture you from the inside out.
That's right.
That's it. So that's just about mine.
Well, what made you decide to use a house as your in your analogy?
You know what? It's interesting. First, if I may, go back to the title, Check Your Keys. About 5-10 years ago, I was ministering my first sermon in the Midwest. And it was taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, and it was titled, and here I am, I'm ministering the word of God, and I'm not a preacher, I'm more of a teacher. And then I didn't have the title until the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit blurted it out, Check Your Keys. And the next thing you know, it just started breaking everything down. And the way I ministered it, and fast-forwarded, I said, okay, Lord, in my meditation and prayer time, I said, Father, how am I going to deliver this? He said, well, look, we're going to deliver that message of the title. We're going to break it down. He says, because, daughter, he says, I reside in my daughters. He says, you know my word. And so, therefore, we need to break it down so that way women can see what compartments their heart is. What their head signifies, what their womb cell, with their legs and their wiring and their veins, each one, so that way they can understand. Because every woman I like to think every woman understands when it comes down to the atmosphere of her house.
Mm-hmm.
You want to change it from a house to a home,
right?
And so that's why she had me to break it down in that way. And, again, if you've never been in construction, this is going to give you some insight on how to build.
I'm telling you. More ways than one.
How to build, how to rebuild, and while you at it, it's like when you check your keys, but you check the key ring, you check what's on it, and you make sure you're not leaving a spare set. Hello. And if you need it, and this will help you to go ahead and even change the locks on that spiritual door.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
I love it. I love it. Okay, now look, this is Check Your Keys Part 1. So that suggests that there is at least another Part 2 in the works.
Well, you know what? It is Check Your Keys. The title of the book officially is Check Your Keys. Mm-hmm. And let me back up. Check Your Keys Part 1 initially came out. I don't want to confuse the audience here, but Check Your Keys Part 1, when I initially sent it out in galleries and so forth, mm-hmm. and later on, and that was back in 2008, I went ahead, revamped it, and Check Your Keys, the current edition that dropped on September 2014, is actually the second edition because God mm-hmm. wanted me to pour in more.
Okay.
More information, he said, because I got to give my daughters additional strategy. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, Check Your Keys. Then you will have, when God releases me to do this, Check Your Keys too. And I will say this, there is another book that's in the making, and the way God is leading me, that's going to be the sequel. It's a total of 3 books
mm-hmm.
To this series. You got Check Your Keys that's out now. The other one is called Season of Eve, The Making of an Elect Lady. And I'm not going to say anything else, but y'all going to be, it's going to be out this year. Working on the manuscript on that. But it's The Making of an Elect Lady. That's what I can tell you. So it is. Yes, ma'am.
I'm loving that title. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's off the chain. the way God is dealing with this. Jacob Keys is a series, again, part of my my overall platform and what I'm about. I believe, and the way, and I believe women will understand this, your true identity is found in your internal wealth, not eternal. I said internal, I-N-T-E-R-T-E-R-N-A-L, internal wealth inside of you. That's your true identity. That is who you are. And so there are layers upon layers of your true identity that has yet to be exposed. And the way, and each book that God is having me to write is going to uncover and help you to discover your real identity. Because you're not, because ladies, let's be honest here, many are not operating in the fullness of their calling. And when I'm talking about calling, I'm not talking about behind the pulpit. Whatever God himself has called you to. And you need to take faith. And if you're running a business, but you're not, okay, Lord, where do I have to go from here? Let's work on the inside first. So when the time comes, I catapult you, you'll be able to handle it. Because a lot of women, you know, when I'm talking about earlier, makeup and the whole not looking good on the outside, but their internal wealth is something that's missing inside of them. And being in ministry, so many women are walking around hurt. Mm-hmm. So, and they got, and there's just certain things that there's issues that they have not even dealt with. And again, like I said, it's interesting with social media. My inbox is like, wow. And I find, and that's something I normally don't do, but God said, I want you to meet them where they're at. He says, okay, daughter, meet them where they're at. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And that's it. Yes, ma'am. And we're looking at least three books, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit.
All right.
Each one of the Godhead wants to speak from a different perspective to their elect lady. Mm. And when I say there, I'm not talking about there might be three different personas, if you will, but they all work together because we got a mind, body, and spirit, but we make up our own individual person. So I don't want to go ahead and misconstrue anything.
Wow, my word. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today. I love the conversation. I love where this is going. Three books. I can't wait to read the second installment.
I thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it.
Lady, I love it. Yeah.
Now, this is awesome. You know, and it's just like the way things, it's interesting, the way things are developing in the book, and Check Your Keys, you know, it's like for those that purchase, there's exercises in the back of the book. One in particular that I like is called Dine With Me. And if I may be able to share that real quick.
Oh, sure.
Breaking
down. I was going to talk about that anyway, so yes, definitely.
You know, it's like, you know, one of the exercises in the back is in this exercise, you are to prepare a meal for your dinner date with God. And there are seven different guidelines here. It's like one, and I'm taking away the excuses. It's like if you don't know how to cook, now's a good time to learn. Get a cookbook, go online, or ask a friend to help you find your favorite recipe. Two, catering and fast food do not qualify. Because, listen, this particular meal is you are meeting with the King of Kings. And, yes, does this work? I guarantee you that it does. And I have enough people that will attest that it does. Three, the dish prepared must cost you something, and that's in addition to your time. He wants you to prepare it with your own hands. Now, what I'm talking about, no, you're not going to prepare a tuna fish sandwich. Like I said, you go on Google, because Google is your best friend, and you find a recipe, you get the money together, and don't act like you cannot get the money, because where there's a will, there's a way. God will make the way for you to put this dinner together. No, I'm not talking about it has to cost you thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, but a good quality meal. And then you set the table with your best dishes, whatever dishes you have. You set that table with your best dishes. And then unplug phones, turn off TV, and any other distractions. And then at this dinner, you bring a notepad to the table, and then you let the dialogue begin. Number seven is key. Let the dialogue begin. And it's as simple. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for coming to this meal that I prepared. And then you just begin to talk to him. Share with him what is going on with you. There might be certain things that are recurring within your life and you don't know for the life of you where it stemmed from. There were certain things that was happening in my life. I would get to a certain plateau and then I would crash. And I said, Lord, what is this? Don't you know, Diana, I had to go ahead and I had to go prepare. And I got real quiet. I prepared dinner, home night, and I got real quiet. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. And I just started eating. Now, I cook. My grandmother taught me from the, she's from the Carolinas, so listen, mama know how to burn, so I cook me. I cook dinner. And just started talking, and after a while, I started talking, and I ate a little something, but then I just began to just weep, and I couldn't eat no more. And I just started just talking to God, totally unequivocally, started talking to him and just sharing with him my heart. As women, when we are genuinely hurting, genuinely needing to know to get the answer to a problem, we don't know what else to do when we tried everything else. I opened up, and then next thing you know, I got real quiet, and he began to talk to me. Don't you know, come to find out, it was a family curse that was plaguing me that I had no idea. I knew nothing about.
Wow.
Oh, and it might come out of generational curse, generational curses. I'm so tired of that phrase being overused. That's one thing about me and about my books. I'm not overusing terms. Not only am I, you know, it's like bringing some things to your remembrance, but the idea is to help you find the solutions. Because every problem has a solution, and God has it. And next thing I know, I said, okay, Father, because Check Your Keys deals with warfare, okay? And it's not just a book on spiritual warfare. How can I say it? This Check Your Keys, the first book, all three books, as well as the series, is the beginning of a spiritual jihad, period, which is a different type of level of warfare altogether. All right? So, and what it was is like during my time in talking with God, and he shared with me certain things that was, you know, you hear the phrase familiar spirit, but not too often you hear about family spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I had to, when I was in spending time with God, and during this dinner session, God broke it down to me, the who, what, when, where, how, why, identify, locate, and eradicate. I was not playing, and since then, Diana, seriously, free and been able to flow ever since. Not playing, and then it opened up even more doors for me to go ahead and deal with any other issues that was playing. Because a lot of times, it's not just you. It could be something that's a family spirit. Well, what's the difference between family and familiar spirits? That'll be something that'll be discussed in Season of Eve.
All right.
And I'm not telling nothing else. You want to first get check your keys. Season of Eve will be dropping sometime this year. And when God fully releases me from it, I will definitely let you know.
Wow.
So, and that's what it's about. My goal, my mission, my assignment is to minister to those who this book, each of my books are assigned to open up and to unlock the internal wealth of each woman.
Right.
The men in their lives, like you said, they see it. It'll help them help the women they love in their lives. Period. Give them better insight. And that's what it's about. And, you know, I find it rather interesting. Everybody's so busy with the microwave situation, or they're more hung up on drama and everything else. Aren't you tired of drama? Aren't you just tired of living in drama, watching drama? Mm-hmm. Don't you think there's more to you than just drama, reality TV and the whole nine?
Right.
Really? And, I mean, I know this is Black History Month, but think about our, you know, and I'm not trying to be, I'm not anti-anybody, but I am pro-me. And what about what our ancestors had to go through to fight for the liberties that we have now? Now, if that was a natural liberty they were fighting for, why not also be liberated in your spirit and become whole? That's just the bottom line. Will you be made whole? That's what Chess and Keith is about, tapping into that internal wealth, making sure that you're making sure that you are completely whole and living the life that you rightfully deserve. It's your birthright, your spiritual birthright anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is a wonderful. Oh my goodness, you know what? You're a writer, but you also need to be a speaker. Seriously. You know, I know you probably do already. I know you do. You probably do women's conferences and things of that nature, don't you?
You know what? I have. I have done so. And it's interesting. I will say this. People, believe it or not, are beginning to know more of the writer side of me because those that are in Christian circles. I mean, and I've been flown across the United States because I'm a worship dancer. And so I'm more attuned about when it comes out to my body and my spirit anyway. So, but when it comes, and it's interesting, people are beginning to know more and more about the writer side of me, you know, as an author. And I mean, with platforms such as yours, it's helped me to get that word out. So, yeah, there's going to be there are workshops and things of that nature that's in the works. And those projects will definitely be kicking off in. If it's okay, I'll definitely let you know.
Oh, please. You must. It's a must. Girl. So, you know, I'm excited about the books that are coming. I'm excited about this book, Check Your Keys, because I'm going to be honest. The title, I didn't really know what to expect when I heard the title, but when I started reading the book, you know, and that's the other thing, audience, I want you to know the book is an easy read, because when I started reading it, before I knew it, I was finished it. And the other thing I like about the book is you also give certain scripture that people should read.
Absolutely.
And I think that's very important because it kind of ties everything all together, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, see, you hit, when you first said it, you said it's not just you said it's an easy read and it was meant to be that way. And you said it's not just a book, but it's a reference book that you go back to. And many of those that have, again, like I said, I addressed this to Christian leaders because when I sent the book out for them to read. And like I said, no, these was not friends and family. These was neutral party. I did something that many authors, let's just say this, many authors don't do that I'm aware of. I put it out in key markets, and some of the toughest markets are found in the Midwest.
Right.
And I said, I want you. I said, listen, I wrote this. I said, let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. You know, if you don't mind, give me a review, blase, blase. And, you know, they said, wow, there's layers in this. And they said, you made it easy, but because you made it easy, it also causes one to go back to reread because there's a layering.
Yes.
It's just like with the scripture, the shortest scripture in the Bible. It says, Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
I could take that and make that into a play, a skit, a vignette, and as well as a book. Because, come on, let me give you probably the other thing. Oh, okay, well, you know, it's easy to read, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. Well, let's talk about this. And am I putting the book and Check Your Keys in the same league as the Bible? Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. Because God told me to write it, and it's my conversation with God, because he's the star of Check Your Keys. Check Your Keys and the series is like a biblical supplement. Is it replaced of the Bible? No. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally not. But let me share something with your listeners. Jesus wept. We're talking about the Son of God, the Son of the Living God. We're talking about when he wept. Can you imagine that his tears go before the Father? Picture it. Tears going before the Father. They're evaporating as a sweet-smelling savor unto God himself, Father and Son, connected in such a manner. And because of the love and compassion, it would provoke God to move. Now, that's Jesus. Now, listen, that's just one thing that I got out of those two simple words. And then just taking that same synopsis and then putting it in a form of a play or a vignette or a street skit.
Right.
And then let your imagination run. the Easy Reading Checker Keys, if you open your mindset and be open to what God is telling you, let him add value to what he's already presented to you. Check your keys.
Amen.
That's
it right there.
That's it.
You got to be open. You got to be ready to be filled. Seriously.
Absolutely.
That is what it's all about. Yes. Yes.
You got to give him something to work with. That's just the bottom line. And what better way to give him something to work with is just your heart. And give him your pain.
Yeah.
Is it easy? No. No, because it's just like a little kid. No, don't touch my hurt.
But that's what he wants us to do. He loves us so much that's what he wants. He wants us to bring not just the good and the happy. He wants us to bring the pain and the hurt because he is the only one who can make it all better. Okay?
That's right. That's
not for you to forget because you're supposed to forget because in that pain is a lesson.
Mm-hmm. You better teach. I don't have to say anything else. Go on, girl.
No, honey, I'm just adding on to what you're doing because you're the star here, not me. It's about you. It's about you and this book and the books to come, okay? I'm just saying I got so much out of it, you know, and I'm saying it's an easy read, but just like you said, you have to be open to get the lesson out of the text, period.
Absolutely. And, you know, the exercises in the bag, that's just one. The exercises that we have in the bag, that's just one part. And when they purchase the book, they have access to the online quiz. Mm-hmm. And the Lord granted me favor with a Christian psychologist and to help me develop the questions because, see, for me, like I said, the things that I had gone through, and like I said, spending that time with God, I wanted to get to the crux of what the issues that I was facing with at that time.
Right.
To help me to be open. And with the online quiz, it causes one to even delve further, deeper. And will the test hurt? Well, let's just say those who have taken it, it caused them to really think.
Right.
It caused them to hurt. It caused them to really look at themselves. And it also caused them to be open to the healing, because it's an online quiz, and it's not a prognosis. I want to make this very clear. It's not a prognosis. It's not a diagnosis. It's like when you have two friends talking, you could tell me, like for example, Diane, I come to you and I'm telling you my problem, and I see it one way, but as a friend, you could present several other different avenues that I may not have even thought of. That's what the online quiz is about, to make you think of things that may be happening in your life. And one thing about the spirit realm, which is we have to become more attuned to it, especially those of us who's claiming to be Christians, we have to become very aware of it. We have to think of things in a manner from a spiritual aspect. And so, because what can be causing one thing, What's happening in your life could be the result of something that could be polar opposite, but because of the underhandedness of the demonic realm, because the demonic realm does exist, that's what's causing the hell that's going on in your life.
Right.
If what I just said makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to the listeners as well. And I will share that I have not been online to take the quiz yet, but I do plan to do it because I want to experience everything related to this book. So I am planning to do it. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. I want to do it, you know, at a time that I'm quiet and I can focus, you know, and really do the work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, well, you know what, greatly appreciate it. And so, again, and we do at the end of the quiz, we do give an overview of what could be happening depending on the answers, because we break it down from like A to D. I think it's like, yeah, A, B, C, and D for you. It's like multiple choice. And again, these things, what may or may not be happening and things of that nature. It's just about bringing in awareness to what might be occurring. And we make that very clear. We're not giving a prognosis or a diagnosis.
Wow.
So, and again, it's for those who are seeking and really want to know what may what may be going on and why there's a block there in their life. Mm-hmm. So that's what that's it's about, giving a hand up. Not only do I want to give a hand up to each reader, I want to catapult them. I want to throw you as far as I possibly can into your rightful destiny. Whatever that, whatever God has preordained, I want to help throw you there. And did she say throw? Yes, I did. Throw you there. Throw you as far as I can.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you know, I'm excited about knowing this side of you. But I also want them to know other sides of you. Like, you have a show. So why don't you talk a little bit about your show?
Oh, God. It's okay. Well, you know what? It's you know what? PWICU. And that's our own radio. That's our own radio program. PWICU are the call letters for Prophetic Worship Intensive Christ Unit. And our mantra is what we live by. It's actually the pulse, the essence of what we are about, is being the spiritual hospital for the spiritually infirmed. And that's a half-hour weekly show. And it's interesting because we're currently in hiatus, and the show will be resurrected again during Resurrection Month in April. And what the purpose of the show is, just what the mantra says, we are about the spiritual aspect of a person. And no, we bring on authors, but it's not about preaching. It's all about conversing. That's why I just say we bring on authors. We bring on business people, because we also believe that if your wallet is sick, so will you. Sure. If that bank account is hurting, you could trigger some serious stress. I'll be real now.
Oh, yes.
We bring on
different real baby. Yes.
Okay. All right. And look, let's put it, let's just be honest here. Listen, for the men, you let them not be able to get their Nikes, their Jordans, or, you know, whatever they like to get, their cologne, whatever the case may be, clothing, whatever. Women, same way. You know, it's something that's to say, for bill is not paid, or whatever the case may be. It's like, and we bring on different strategists. I was honored to have a New York Times bestselling author. Her name is Diane Kennedy. And those of you who may not know Diane Kennedy, she co-authored books and was CPA to Robert Kiyosaki. Yes, the same one, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We bring on heavy hitters like that.
Okay.
We don't play. And so they are definitely experts in their field, and it's up to you to apply the medicine. That's what PWICU is about. Because what they share during the interview, you take the medicine, and it's up to you to apply it. And if you don't, it's nobody's fault but your own. We have enough people. Just like on your show, on this show, you know for yourself, you bring on people that are genuine, sincere, and they're authentic, and they have a proven track record. If the audience is not getting something out of it, that's because they're not applying it.
Right. That is true. And you know something, that is something that I pride myself on. And when people come the first time, which I'm going to ask you since we're bringing this up now, I like for them to give a word of advice or encouragement, you know, in their particular genre, whatever that is. Because what I have found in life is when you apply good principles, whether it is music, business, personal, professional, whatever, when you apply those good principles, you will have success. So that's why I always like to give that word, you know, give the word. How did you get where you are? What can you share with the people listening that can help them, whether they are a musician, a singer, a business owner, whatever it is that they're doing? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely understand, and that's why I like your show. I don't get to tune in all the time, but whenever I can, I do, for that same reason. I want to see what's out there. I want to see what people know and what they're doing so that I can pick and choose what's going to work best in my situation. And that's what it's all about. That's called helping each other.
Well,
girl, I'm just saying, you know, this life that we're living here in this realm, that's what we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to learn that we need each other, that we're supposed to help each other, You know, I can be your rock. You can be my rock when I need one. You know, whatever I've been through is going to help somebody, which is why I always share my own personal experiences. Because
mm-hmm.
I know it's somebody out there listening, and it's going to help them.
Yes, ma'am. You know? That is so very true. That's what it's about. It's providing.
And that's why when I find good stuff like Check Your Keys, I want everybody to know about it.
Well, I appreciate that for sure. Definitely appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you, Tabitha. I appreciate you because you are a woman of substance, okay? And I'm not saying that you got it all going on because we all got work to do. Trust me,
right.
I know. But the fact that you put yourself out there in your writing of the book, in your show, in your plays, et cetera, you know, in your speaking to people, you putting yourself out there, and that says a lot. That says, let me help you, you know, and I just want people to know that there are people like you out there that, you know, they could write to you, email you, and maybe give a little advice sometimes, befriend you on Facebook and Twitter and all those wonderful places because you are so approachable and you do have it going on. Eat my words.
Oh, that's sweet. You are funny. Well, you know what? You are funny. Well, you know what? Still being a work in progress, you know, as we all are. But, you know, it was something, a question was asked of me. They said, who was your biggest influence in your life? And I had to step back, and I thought about it, and I said the biggest influence in my life was my younger me.
Hmm. Really?
And the reason why I said that is because when I look back and think about where I'm at now as opposed to where I was then, I grew a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things back then that I was a part of and into just wasn't good. I had to deal with some things in my younger, I don't care if I'm 99 years of age, I'm still young, because age is just a number, it's all depending on how you look at it. Now, how y'all look at it, that's on you, but see, I'm aging gracefully like the finest of wines, and I'm going there, okay, because see, the finest of wine, only the creme de la creme can be able to purchase.
Okay.
So that comes back to internal wealth. It comes back to your value. Mm-hmm. Now, let me get off my soapbox.
Oh, stay on your soapbox, girl.
So,
you gotta get
on. Stay up there. Okay. So, and that's what it's about. It's just about aging well. But that's why I wanted to my biggest influence in my life is my younger self. Because of the things that I look back and see, it's like, wow. And I'm able to look at it from a different perspective instead of looking at it in terms of regret. It's like, Lord, as our predecessors used to say, how I got over. Like, Lord, look at this. You helped me to get through all of this. And a lot of times in my life, it's like I had to deal with a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. I had to deal with a lot of people always coming to me, asking for advice, and I'm being a sounding board and providing solutions for them. But, Diana, I had no one for me.
Girl.
And
you are preaching to the choir with that one, sister.
And so that's what helped me. And no, I'm not saying this as a pity party, because it's like this. My test. You know, my test and everything that I went through, no, I'm not a cliche person because I hate cliches. I hate them with a passion. But I will say I hate them with a passion. I really do cliches. So the things that I have gone through made me into a better writer, into a better person in order to convey a message that, listen, if I can come out of it, and not if I did come out of it, so can you. And it's up to you to go ahead and to apply what is being shared. And so, and I thank you, you know, because for those who want to know a little more about me, they can just go to my personal website, which is TabithaBenson.net, and you can find out different things that I do, and, you know, just, you know, being a dancer, radio host, and things of that nature, all the different things that I do. And I will be honest with you, I'm a little nervous, believe it or not, because I'm such an introvert, and I'm so used to, you know, being behind the scenes and pushing other people. But I want to say, and I do want to say this to your people, to your listening audience, yes, you can. We have Mr. President Barack Obama. I'm not trying to be political, but let's look at it. We have him in the office.
That's right.
And once upon a time, it was said that would never happen. Hello?
All right. Never say never, baby. That's one that's, thing like that's toward me. Never mm-hmm. say never.
You
ever.
Got that right. You mm-hmm. got that right. And never stop asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the one that will give you all of the answers that you need if you spend time with him, he's ready to talk. He's talking, but are you listening? And I'm not talking about hearing. I'm talking about listening.
Listen, you are, we always talk about this on my Thursday show. You have to have that personal relationship. You have to spend time with your friend. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. If you want to be successful, if you want to make it to the next level, okay, which is after death, when everything's over, if you want to be in the right spot, you got to have that relationship. You got to start it now while you can.
That's right. That's it. Because afterwards, when the lights are permanently shut, it's too late. And one thing about it, you know, the other thing is, you know, when I'm as I'm speaking, as we're talking about this, you know, the other purpose of the book and of the series is my desire is that the books that are assigned to the reader, whoever that reader is, male or female, I'm not, you know, it's like this. It has an assignment, and it will go out and accomplish the purpose of God. I don't want nobody being stuck with the woulda, coulda, shoulda, udda.
Mm.
Whatever udda it is, don't be stuck there. Do it.
That's right.
Do just, you know, it's like go ahead and do what you have been called to do. And again, it's not necessarily behind the pulpit. No, I'm not saying you fivefold. I'm not saying you to work. Ministry happens anywhere that God has placed that burning desire in your heart. It's not behind the pulpit, it's not behind the four walls, it's not necessarily fivefold. It's wherever that burning desire that God has placed within your heart. If it's to start a business, if it's to coach, whatever the case may be, go and apply, you do whatever it is that you have to do. Now let me say this, let all things be done decently and in order. So if you're going to start a business, be sure that you are obeying the laws of the land. Hello?
Okay,
and make sure
right.
Everything's done right. So let's have some balance, because God is a God of balance.
That's right.
So, but make sure. And on top of that, if there's a price that has been paid and there is an assignment that you have, and you have to be able to accomplish that assignment. And so part of, and you know, one thing, this elder said this to me. He was ministering, and he said, you know what? He said, God released you. He told me this. It's like during service. He said, listen, I love that you're dancing and the whole nine, but God told you, God already got a word in you. You have to give it to the people you're assigned to. He mm-hmm. says, you're released, because one thing about me, and I do know this, is that hurt people can hurt people. He said, you're not hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, so the things that I had to go through, the things that I went through and came out of, okay, and not only just came out of but maintained, continuing to maintain, and it's not hard, because just as sure as you want to go ahead and maintain different things, you can maintain your freedom.
Yeah, true.
And like I said, that's why my biggest influence was my younger self, period.
That is
and it all ties in. I hope the audience is catching what I'm saying. And if you need some clarification, just let Diana know, and, you know, I'll write something about it. But you meet your younger self, and you see how far you came.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Well, that was in when you was young, and you didn't know all that you know now. Well, let me say this. Pain is pain no matter what age it is.
Amen, sister.
Pain is pain.
Hey, I had pain when I was a child. I know all of us really did.
Okay.
You know, I had pain that I had to overcome even as a child.
That's
okay.
it.
I haven't forgot. You know, I mean, God freed me, yes, but I haven't forgot what I've been through.
No. See, not forgetting is pivotal. Why? Because, see, you can remember and be effective in ministering to the person that's going through what you came out of.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm just being honest. Yeah, that's the way of you helping them to check their keys, turn keys in. Have the blacksmith, the locksmith, to go ahead and change the keys, give you a new set. Come on. And I'm talking about God Himself being the locksmith. You want to give Him your silver keys. Let Him give you some golden keys. And that way, you when you move and when you go ahead and change address, you don't leave a forwarding address.
All right.
And you can do that in the spirit realm, and that's another tactic, and we'll talk about that spirit, that type of spiritual battle at another time. Next. Because you can leave a forwarding address without the devil being able to locate you. Oh, my God!
Love it. Yes.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line right there, girl. My goodness. I tell you what, yes, you're going to talk about that another time, because you're definitely coming back on conversation. Okay, you definitely are. Okay,
I'm all right about that. Thank you.
Okay, we got to let the people know what's up. All right, and speaking of letting them know what's up, please tell the people where they can get their own personal copy of Check Your Keys.
Well, you know what, you can get Check Your Keys wherever books are sold. Plain and simple, you can go to Amazon and download from there. And it also comes in ebook, print, and we're working on the audio portion. So okay. your audio. Hopefully, I don't want to give a date yet, but we're working on the audio as well. But right now, you can go to Amazon and wherever else books are sold.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do that online quiz, and then we're going to talk about that too next time you come.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right, my sister, thank you so much for telling us about Check Your Keys and sharing a little bit about who Tabitha Vincent is. You know, it's all love. All right. Thank you so much for taking time to come and be with me. I appreciate you. And like I said, you're going to come back real soon. Okay. I don't know exactly when you're going to be finished that book, but I'm prophesizing it's going to be soon. And you're going to be back here on the airwaves with me. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I received that. And thank you so much. And I thank your listeners too for letting me converse with you and with them for the time that we had. It's a blast. I had a blast.
Yes, and I'm not going to ask you to give any more words of inspiration, encouragement, and knowledge, because you have given us a whole hour full, and I appreciate you for that, my sister.
Oh, you know what? Let me listen. Well, first of all, any situation, and it's easier said than done, but yes, first and foremost, I want you to stand flat-footed. I don't care what the situation looks like, no matter what it looks like. I want you to tell that situation to go back from whence it came. Whatever the problem is, you tell that problem to go back from whence it came. Let me give you and I'm serious, no matter what the situation is. Well, that's easier said than done. Well, see, we didn't have the time, but I share this. Once upon a time, I was married, and I moved to a city where I had no family or anything of that nature, and my ex-husband abandoned me. But see, I did not let that, that's a whole new topic all by itself, but I did not allow that to be the ending of the story. Mm. I stood flat foot and I said, Lord, you got me. Mm. And so therefore, I was like, you know what? You got this, Father. He decided to pull a King Saul, do what he had to do. My advice to the listeners, I don't care what the situation is, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And now my last statement may seem a little controversial, and I mean no disrespect, but I want to give you some understanding here. Tell your situation to go straight to hell. Because tell that situation to go straight to hell.
That's
and I'm not
perfect.
Because it's like people be like, well, no, she's just cussing. No, I'm not. Because that is where all the problems stem from. Many a time, when you want a mission for God, all hell try to break loose.
That's
you
right.
Send that. That's why I said it earlier. Send that problem back to the sender. The word of God says your enemy come to you one way but will scatter before you seven ways. The word of God says what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Bind it. Mm-hmm. And send it back to hell from whence it came. Come on.
Come on now.
I'm out of tradition. No, I don't cuss. No, I know. Those that know me, because I'm very careful and I ain't trying to misrepresent. But hell is a place.
Yes, it
so
is.
So send it back from whence it came.
That's right.
So for all of those who might be traditional, get over yourself. Have your tradition really helped you? Have it served you fully and really well? And I'm not talking about with you lying to folks. Okay, don't get me started. You had asked me to give people an encouraging word. The encouraging word is to tell the people, to tell your situation, your circumstances, to go back from which it came. It came from hell, send it back there.
Send it back.
Send it back. Send it back. Just like you would reject a good, you would reject something. It's like you're being served at a diner, and you ask for well done, and they're going to serve you medium rare. You send it back to the cook. You send it back from which it came.
That's right.
All truth is parallel. Mm-hmm. So I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but I digress. Tell that situation to go back from where it came. Next.
I don't even know if I want you to go. I just may have to stay a little longer. Seriously. Come on now. You coming with it.
God, it is. That's what it's about, Diane. It's about, listen, first of all, the word of God talks about that the kingdom of God is within us. If it's within us, it's internal. And one thing about God, he is energy. He is alive. He's not dead. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. Okay, the 66 canonical books that make up our current Bible, okay? Now, canonical, that's another teaching. If you don't understand what that word means, go on Google and find out what that word means. But the 66 Bible, it talks about it. And those who say that God is dead and God is not real, life hits a hell. Because, see, I'm a living witness. The things that I've been through, it was nobody but God.
And here's another one right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay. Yes. It was nobody but God. And I tell you what, with all hell break loose in your life, I guarantee you, and it's so funny, you got some people that will say, well, God is dead, God is not this, God is not that. And you got some people that when they bury, there's going to be a man or woman of God that's performing your ceremony.
How about that?
Because the family wanted it.
All right.
Okay, let's just go there. You see a lot in ministry, Diana, you do. You see a lot. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I know for a fact with certain events happened in this country of ours, our wonderful country. I know for a fact there were some people that I know for staunch atheists. And then instead of them trying, they said, oh, my God. I said, I thought you didn't believe in God.
How about that?
But let's go back to the internal wealth. Let's go back. The kingdom of God. Now, listen. Now, I'm going to burst some people's bubble. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. Jesus even said, ye are your father's devil, and I'm not taking nothing out of context, but because of the sake of time. If God has a relationship with you, and you have one with him, and it has to be in that order, because Christ said so himself. He said, many in that day will say, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not do this and do that in your name? I'm paraphrasing him for the sake of time. He says, but I never knew you, ye worker of iniquity. I'm not getting into hermeneutics, although I can. I'm not getting exegetical, although I can. Because, see, one thing about me, what I want to share with your listeners, first of all, not only I've been sanctioned in ministry. What I mean by sanctioned, ordained as a prophetess, and it's like this. There's many that's calling themselves prophets and apostles. Serve your notice. As I stated earlier when I first started, I played the role of Joanne for a hot minute. And I'm not talking about 60 seconds. Let's talk about years. But no matter where I went, it was prophesied to me time and time again. Stop lying and telling people you're not this, you're not that. When God called you into the office he called you into, I don't hold those offices. Those offices hold me. And on top of that, I'm a big proponent of the school of neology, praeology, fastology. Okay. And that's something that is sorely missed a lot of times in the church. Now, where I'm going with this, it's all about turning in. It's all about turning inwardly and getting rid of those things that should not be in your life so you can operate in the fullness of what God has called you to be. And I'm talking about you take care of God's business. He will add the wealth to you. He will add the health. he doesn't violate his word.
Amen.
And those that, again, that claim to you that there is no God, listen, I'm a legal witness. I'm alive because of that. I was involved in a car accident that should have taken me out. A five-car collision, Diana. Five-car collision. And at the time, I had a Sable. Now, back then, there was a car called a Yugo. Y-U-G-O. Now, those of you, it was a small car. I don't know, what's that really small car they got today? I don't know if it's one of the other brands.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about. It was a Sable. By the time they got, all four cars crashed into mine. Technically, I should have been dead. All I had was a concussion. I had to go through some rehabilitation. But I was not mangled. Because even the police officers looked at it, and it's like this new car commercial said, oh, they survived. I didn't have that type of car. I had a Sable.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have died. But it was nobody. Nobody but Jesus himself, period. I had a concussion, had to get some stitches in my head, but that's it.
Won't he do it?
You know what I mean.
Won't he do it? Yes.
You know? Yes, he will. Show enough. As the mothers of old say, my grandmother would say that, show enough. But it's about the internal wealth.
Yes.
I hope what I'm saying is sharing because I'm trying to be conscious of the time. But it's about the internal wealth of a person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a cubic zirconia. You're not a fake diamond. He want to bring that gold mine he invested in you a long time ago on that cross out.
That's right.
He don't want you walking around. Walking around. How can I say? What was it? It's a story in literature. I think it's about King Midas. And had golden touch. My thing is that we'll put it like this. He wants you to have the anointing to flow in such a manner and demonstrate it for his honor and his glory, but don't think he won't award you. Really? Because if you do a good job, for the most part, on average, if you do good work on your job, you'll get a bonus. Do you really think God is going to allow creation to outdo him as creator? I don't think so.
Right. There it is.
And it's about the eternal wealth. He wants to bring that out and cause you to flow. Not like a stream, but a cascading Niagara Fall.
That's right. That's right. And he can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He does it every day.
I was about to go there. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And that's why every single solitary day, and it is done every single solitary day, all you got to do is just watch. All you got to do is just watch. And do you think, and it's like as something as trivial as waking up in the morning, I'm sure you and I, but listen, there was a year, there were so many deaths that was happening, and it was in the odd years, 2011 and 2014, there were so many deaths that was happening, but I was like, oh, God. My God, death was paying whether it's car crash, age, whatever the case may be, health issue, whatever. But you woke up. Something as simple as that.
Yep.
Your kids are alive. Your kids are around. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Your alarm clock didn't make it happen. Your car didn't make it happen. God did. Jesus.
Amen, sister. Whoa, yes.
And that's just being real. And it's about your internal wealth. The kingdom of God is within you, but it's contingent upon him having a relationship with you and you having one with him.
It is.
Read the word of God for yourself.
It all comes back to what? A relationship.
That's it.
It all comes back to that. No matter where we go, we got to come back to that relationship. You got to cultivate it. Nurture it. Stroke it. You got to do it all. Because just like when your best friend, you cultivate that. You maintain that. You do the things it takes to be called a friend. Okay? You maintain that relationship. In your marriage with your husband or your wife, you maintain that relationship. It's no different with the Father. It's no different. It's no different, okay? We got to get that in our minds and in our spirit because that's what's going to save us is to have that personal time, to have those talks, and to do that listening that we need to be doing.
And for those And for those that might have a problem, problem hearing God, I want to share this scripture with you. In the book of Isaiah, it's chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ears to hear as the learned. You want to hear God? You want to listen to him? And I mean, show enough listen to him. Let him know to really hear how he is guiding you and the whole nine. You speak that scripture into your spirit and over your ears, period. You want to get some anointed oil and bless your, that's fine. You want to do that, that's fine. But I just like, listen, if you don't have oil, just still speak the word. The word of God is just effective. Come on.
That's right.
The oil is symbolic, but it's the word. Because he promised in his word, so shall his word be that go forth out of his mouth, it will what? Not return to him void.
Turn
but
void.
Will go out and accomplish that which pleases and prosper that thing which you send it. So if, now listen, prosper whereunto it's sent. Come on. Now you speaking his word back unto him. You don't think as he said unto Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, thou seest well, I watch over my word and hasten to perform it. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He hastens his, he will watch. Well, it doesn't work. No, you keep at it. Didn't I tell you earlier to tell that situation to go to where? Oh, I can't say that. Well, then, okay, let that situation be stuck with you. But you better tell that situation to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly, I'm like this. Back in the day, before I was saved, filled with the Holy Spirit and the whole nine, it's like this. I will whoop your tail and ask questions later. But that same, okay, I'm just going to be honest. But the same tenacity, only thing is, I take it to the spirit realm.
That's right.
And listen, everybody talk about spiritual warfare. I don't do spiritual warfare. I'm a specialist when it comes down to a spiritual jihad. And for those that want to say, well, that's just nothing but a holy war. No. See, that's the problem with your mindset. If you really understood what goes on in the spirit realm, see, those that have seen in the spirit realm angels and demons fight, that's crazy. I said, and yes, can it happen? Yes, it can. And it's amazing, and I want to go there if I can, because it goes back to a time when it comes down to it. It's amazing. Those that are, let's talk about demonology for a minute. Those that practice that type, they are so staunch advocates. They are so disciplined. They believe what is happening, and that's why a lot of things that they do is, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. A lot of times the things they do, they accomplish it. Think about it. They are so staunch advocates of it. They believe it. If they want it, they want to see it die, a desired result, they believe it. They fast about it. They pray about it. Now, of course, they're on the wrong side, but it's Christians. Show love. And I know it's happening more and more, but that's for the purpose of check your keys, checking your internal wealth, because it's about checking your mindset, too. If you will become just as adamant as those forces of darkness,
yes,
you will see a lot more positive results happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when all hell is breaking loose in your life, that's the key to let you know, well, one, you're on the right track. Two, that's to let you know, and wait, let me say this, and I share this a little bit. I share this in Keith. When the enemy begins to attack you, he's in fact announcing that he's on his way to attack you. He's letting you know where your weak spot is, so therefore that's what you need to know to strengthen. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remote area in your life. I talk about it and check your keys. Now I'm done. Y'all get the book.
That's right. Get the book. Get the next books too. Don't forget. Because it's
okay.
Going to be a quiz. I'm going to ask y'all some questions.
Okay. So, and I mean, get it. And then, you know what? And if it's, and not for yourself, get it for somebody to believe that would benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, and like I said, there were some pastors when this new edition came out, they bought about a case because they started having it with their women's group.
Mm-hmm.
They started having it, like group discussions about it and different things along those lines. And I said, well, you know what, Lord, I thank you. Now, but going back to, it goes back to being disciplined and being adamant and checking the internal wealth of who you are and just saying, no, I don't have to accept this. Let me move on. Let me do what I have to do.
That's right.
And you have a right to be happy.
That's right.
You have a right to have a right to be happy, to have a successful marriage, to raise good kids. Don't you can well that ain't happening. Don't tell me that ain't happening, because look at the other ethnicities that are raising successful kids. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They obviously believe something.
That's right.
And don't tell me, oh, well, they all covering it up well. No. Some of that stuff you need to check, because it might be a family spirit that's plaguing you, and you need to put it back where it belongs.
And that is real, because there's a lot of generational curses out there. There's a lot, but it can be broken with you. You can break the curse. You can do it with the help of our Father. You can do it. You can accomplish anything if you go about it the right way. Okay, and that's all Miss Tabitha is trying to tell you. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Do it the right way, okay? Please, I'm dealing with something right now, and I'm dealing with it the right way. I'm not raising my voice. I'm not raising my hand. I'm not doing any of that. It's all going to be taken care of. Why? Because that's the promise made to me as a child of God. That's his promise to me, that he will protect me. Okay? And he will get me out of anything that the devil brings my way. That's real.
That's a promise. That is a bona fide promise. Because he will provide a way of escape. That's his promise.
Another thing, when you are on your path and you are doing everything that you're supposed to do and you're about to have your breakthrough, that's when he coming even harder. Him and
that's
all his cohorts. They coming for you. Okay? Just know it. Be aware. Be ready. How do you stay ready? Maintain that relationship with your Lord and Savior.
That's
how you be ready. That's how you be covered.
That's it.
Thank you.
Nobody but God. Did he not promise that he would stick to you closer than your best friend?
Yes, he did. And he does.
Now, it's interesting, and let's talk about friendships for a minute. There's some friends of mine, we know each other since we was embryos. Our parents were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the parents have graduated then, but we pick up, and some of us have, and it's interesting. And God, it's so interesting. But when we finally was able to, the courtesy of social media, it's like we connected, saw each other out. And we picked up the phone, and some of us haven't seen each other in 30 or 40 years. That's how long it's been, for real. I'm going to say about anywhere from like 30, 35 years, somewhere around there. But we picked up the phone. When we talked, it was as though time never lasts.
Oh, right now.
And that's what you can't say that with everybody.
That's
and we
right.
went ahead, met at each other's house, we sat, we talked, we would chit-chat the whole nine. And I mean, and all of a sudden, secrets started being shared, different things. I mean, it's like different things was being shared at a seriously deep level. We're like, what? You know, and things that was going on. And my thing is this, if we, being flawed, and it's like, okay, well, look, this is what's going on. No, we got to go to war with this. I got your back. We go in there, get the praying, and get the results that God has promised. Now, if we, being evil, know how to go ahead and do something like that, and God said, I'll stick to you closer than your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at. That if we, having our flaws and shortcomings, know how to go to bat for a friend for a just cause.
That's right.
Especially friends that you haven't spoken to in 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
But when they make a clarion call, and then you sit, you talk, you find out exactly what's going on, and you fast, you pray, whatever it is. Whatever the fasting is, whatever it is. But you go before God and help them reverse that situation. You don't think God won't do it for you? And he's sticking to you closer than your best friend?
Okay. You better recognize.
And let's go there, even when your parents forsake you. And I want to talk to those who feel that they are rejected by their parents. Those rejected by, it's like you did everything you can, and you're rejected by your parents. Know that God steps in and will show you. He will send genuine, one of his authentic rag pickers. I call them rag pickers. Because it's like if you feel like a rag, feel like no one loves you, but see, he going to send that rag picker your way in the form of a spiritual mama. Not a spiritual mother, but a mama.
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual mama or a spiritual daddy. They have no ulterior motive than to simply be there for you as a mom and dad would. And I could turn the tassel because I've been there. God, I wrote an article some time ago, Diana. There was certain, like I said, there was certain pain that I was going through. During this time that I was going through my divorce and I couldn't understand, my ex-husband, being the man of God that he was, but he pulled the King Saul. Now those of you that don't know about David and King Saul and why it cost King Saul his life, you have to read the Bible. We ain't got time for that today. But God sent to my house genuine, authentic men and women of God. I call them the Agapiers. Why? Because there was a point in time in my life, Diana, it's like the situation. One of the brothers came by. Nothing happened. Repeat. So don't you get this twisted. You will not go ahead and misconstrue my testimony. One of the brothers came by. One of the sisters came by. They would just come and they would just talk to me. Be my brother. Be my brother in Christ. Mm-hmm. And they would just genuinely, with the love of Christ, would just, if they broke down in tears, they would embrace me. They was actually activating a level of love that only God can give them. They loved the hell right out of me.
All right.
Yeah. I was going through hell, but when they got done, and I'm talking about it, just a simple embrace, I felt such a love of God emanating from them and it's just surrounding me. They are called the Agapia. And then when that happens, then they just automatically leave. Feeling rejected. Been there, done that, turned the tassel and ain't looked back. And let me say this, and I could tell you this, because if I did not stay back in school, why would I stay back in the spirit? Come on.
All right.
So if I didn't stay back naturally, why stay back in the spirit? Get real.
That's right. That's right.
Now, for those of you that may have stayed back, listen, it didn't feel good then, it won't feel good in the spirit realm. You don't stay back. Ask God to help you. He'll send his genuine, authentic agapias. He will send those people. Have no ulterior motive except to carry the love of God. Because sometimes he'll send a person in natural form, a genuine brother and sister of in Christ, one of his, to just be there for you, embrace you, and just let the love of God encapsulate you. Mm-hmm. It's a level of love that is like so, I can't explain it. And that type of love, he let me know when that happened to me. It happened to me a few times. He said, daughter, I want you to know. He said, they carry my love and now just embrace it. Mm-hmm. Girl, you're talking about a level of deliverance that was needed?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it was funny because some of these same people didn't belong to the church that I had belonged to, because when I went to church and I was going through my divorce, I got my praise and worship on. I didn't let them see me cry. And from the pulpit to the back door, they talked about me like a dog and said that I was crazy and I was special.
Mm.
That was another hurt. I'm telling y'all folks, I got a story to tell you. But see, as Maya, the late great Dr. Maya Angelou once said, still I rise.
There you go.
And so I'm saying to you, to all of those that are listening to this wonderful program, it's about conversing. We're sharing with you. If now we made it through, gone through, coming out of, so can you.
That's right. That's right.
Being rejected. Yeah. And can you remember? Being rejected by family, and in my case, it happened with my husband, but also being rejected by the church that you belong to. That had a double whammy.
Yes.
And I cried, and I never forget. I cried out to God. God said, "Give me your pain." And like a kid, I'm like, "No, no, no." He said, "Give me your pain." Next thing you know, I got a knock at the door. Or ringing my doorbell, who that? And it's one of the brothers and sisters that I know from a different church. God told us to stop by. How you doing? God told me to stop by. How you doing? I said, I'm fine. God said, no, you're not. And then he just embraced me. He said, let it out. And my kids spoke volumes for me, Diana. Words could not explain the pain that I was going through, and I was not judged.
That's right.
That's why. And from all of that pain that I went through and came out of and graduated with my PhD with it, check your keys came forth.
That's right.
So now I can tell you, ladies, tell your men, tell you. Yeah, you can, and yes, he does.
That's right. That is powerful. That is powerful. You see what I mean about sharing your experience?
Yeah.
That helps somebody. That helps somebody that's listening or who will listen. That has helped someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what it's about. And Word of God says in the book of Revelations, we are overcome by one another's testimony.
That's right.
And there are people that saw what I had gone through. Now, again, I didn't let them see me cry. I got my praise and worship on, but when I got to the house at times, these are the things that I was going through at the time. But let me say this, and I don't rejoice in this. Throughout my ordeal and what was going on, because I gave it to him, he restored unto me and is continuing to restore what I thought was totally lost down here.
Mm-hmm.
He's continuing to restore it. And then while he's restoring, those who put their mouth on me, talked about me from the pulpit to the back door, God caused their ministries to no longer flourish the way they should have. Marriages
yes.
ended in divorce. He, God, said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. What they did in the dark, I will turn into light. Be careful on how you judge folks. See, I wrote an article talking about I come with a warning label.
All right.
And that's why I try to be very careful on how I treat people, because God is no respecter of persons.
Oh, my sister, you bringing up my testimony now, because I know for a fact there's nothing but God that takes care of me. He takes care of my enemies, baby. I don't have to do anything. I've had people say to me, how you let them get away with that? You should get a lawyer. You should do this. You should do that. I said, nope, nope, don't worry. God got it. I don't have to do a thing. I don't have to lift a finger. I don't have to give them a thought. Because they're going to get what's coming to them. They're going to get their spanking, okay? I don't have to do nothing because my father sees. He's seeing what you're doing to his daughter. He see you. I don't have to do nothing. No, that's not. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. Everybody who has done me wrong, everybody who has done me wrong has gotten it back tenfold. I can list their names, but I won't because I'm on the air. But I can list their names, and you can look and see for yourself what they're going through.
See?
Okay. And it's all because they don't repent. It's not so much that they did something to me. It's because they didn't repent. They had no shame about it.
That's right.
If they repent, they can be restored.
That's true.
That's the beauty of our Father.
Mm-hmm.
He forgives you. He forgave you. Okay? When Jesus died on that cross, your sins were forgiven. Okay? All you got to do is confess. That's all you got to do. Father, I confess. I'm sorry I did wrong by so-and-so. I know I shouldn't have done that. I don't know what possessed me. It was the devil in me. Lord, Father, please forgive
mm-hmm.
me. With a sincere heart. That's all it takes. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And then and then the one you offended, he'll have you or the person, whatever, that of the offender go back and apologize to the offendee.
Oh yes.
Make amends.
I've had that happen. Not from everyone, but I've had it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows.
Okay, I understand. But see, that's why I try my best to be careful. And one thing I love about God, to see when you wrong and he'll check you. If you go back and apologize, that'll stay his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, you leave your gift at the altar. Listen, I need you to go back and apologize because you know you was wrong. Now, that is if you're open to the correction from God.
Mm-hmm.
And that will stay his hand. He'll withhold whatever he had in mind to put you through. If you genuinely, sincerely mm-hmm. apologize, you know, and again, and on top of that, when you allow certain things to cloud you, that affects your internal wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It affects you. Is it hard? we make it hard. I'm not saying the battle is not real, but there are certain things we do make hard, and there's certain things that shouldn't be as hard as they really appear to be. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense, because I'm certainly feeling everything you're saying this evening, that's for sure.
That's what it's totally about, because I'm like, my God, you know, and again, going back, it's just, you know, I implore the listeners, you have every right for your internal wealth to flow like the kingdom of God wants you to flow. You have that right. It's your spiritual birthright, and that is contingent upon you believing in Jesus, he having a relationship with you, and you having one with him.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And according, just going outlining what the Word of God says, that's just the bottom line, following what we find in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm sorry, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and then you add John in there. And add the book of Acts, too, if you want to.
Yes, Acts.
Okay, bottom line, because it's about kingdom building, and when you're building up the kingdom, you're in fact building up your own section of your own Garden of Eden.
All right.
And if you go back to that Garden of Eden, it was not flawed. The Garden of Eden was not flawed at all.
Perfect in every way.
Absolutely. And now it's like, we do know that Garden of Eden is a place. And we know the story about Adam and Eve being kicked out. But have you ever thought about the kingdom of God, i.e. a Garden of Eden, is placed within you if you just wanted it to flow even more freely, because you are the walking kingdom. You are the walking Garden of Eden. And you can't help but to replicate that. Why not the world replicates itself? Why not replicate God? Not broke, not sick, not this, not that. Come on, get real. Can it happen? Yes. Does it happen? Yes. Mm-hmm. Will it be happening? Just continue to follow me, and you'll be reading about my story along with Diana's. What's up?
Right. All right.
Don't sleep.
Amen. Goodness. I love it. I love it. You know, I can listen to you talk all night.
All right.
Because you're speaking truth. You're speaking truth. It's so beautiful. You know, and I want the people to hear from more than just me. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your truth.
Well, you know what? I thank you for having me. And it's nobody but God. It's just conveying what he himself has done.
Yes.
I ain't coming with, you know, I'm not coming with no fillers or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, and some people, it's whoever the message is for, you know, I pray that it continues to encourage you. And I mean, if there's, you know, I'm sure there'll be a replay. Let us know. Talk to us.
Okay.
You know, and let us know. And again, and I'm open if you have some, if you need something clarified, if something didn't come across clear. Because again, in the back of my mind, I am conscious and respectful of time. I'm very adamant when it comes down to protocol. I believe in respecting the platforms. And so therefore, you know, if something didn't come across clear, you wanted us to expound on, I know you will let the host know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problems with that. So, but again, I thank you for this opportunity to speak, to share about Check Your Keys, the series, and to converse with you and to your listening audience. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your platform.
You, honey. Okay. So you keep doing what you're doing, and you will be back.
Okay. I greatly appreciate it.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this. Thoroughly. Yes.
So
all right. Well, thank you so much. Please enjoy the rest of your weekend, your week, your month, because we are going into a new month now.
I know, right? It's all the right. Third month.
Yes, already. Time just zooms.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and March is declared Women's History Month, so what better way to kick it off than with the
All right. Game? Yes, yes. And on that note, darling, please let them know how they can connect with you.
Well, on social media, I can be found on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Motivational Worshipper. My Facebook page, my radio show, PWIC Radio. I am on Instagram, Motivational Worshipper. I just got on that platform. And, you know, if you want to know a little bit more about me, again, it's Tabitha Vinson. That's T-A-B, like in boy. I, T as in Tom, H-A, Vinson, V as in victory, I-N-S-O-N.net. And just connect me. I'm on Pinterest, Tabitha Vinson 17, the number 17. And that's primarily it. But again, yeah. Diana, thank you so much for allowing me to come on. I greatly appreciate this.
It's been my pleasure. And like I said, when the second book is ready, okay, you know how to contact
me. Got you.
All right, my
sister. Will do. Take care. Okay. God bless.
Good night, dear.